Anytime you have a shaila that somebody is a tummy mace, can he bring a korban tzibor? We say it's mamish, the Torah was matrit. As if to say there's no tumah. The Torah wasn't makpar on tumah mace against a korban tzibor. So I don't care if we have karnim tohirim. So what? The mamish allowed to do it. And Rashi says, kol tumas mace betziba shayi rachmona. Dechsev ish kiyiyah tumah ledefesh. If a person touched the mace, he's tummy, is yasa pesach sheni. He can't bring a Pesach Rishon. He's pushed off to bring a carbon Pesach Sheni. But if it was Ish Nitchel Pesach Sheni, only Yechidim. If one person, a private person, is Tamei, he can't bring a Pesach Rishon. He has to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Aber v'ein Tzibur Nidochim. But the Tzibur is not pushed off to Pesach Sheni. If the Tzibur is Tamei, they're allowed to bring it, the Pesach Rishon. Avul Zovin Omitzaroyin Nidois V'yoldois Shetumason Yotzola Migufay. Mashenkin, somebody that's tamei because something came out of his body, like a nidor or a zavo, then we say lohutra. For them, there's no hutra. That kohen can't bring the carbon, even the carbon sibo. A boyonida can either. Who are then a boyonida is also the same way. A boyonida cannot bring the carbon because his tumma is not hutra by sibo. So that's the issue why our first Mishnah says that even though when the kohen gadol does the avoid on Yom Kippur, it's similar like he's doing a carbon sibo. But still, we have to be masters, take him away from his wife 7 days before. Because we're afraid maybe he'll boil his wife when she's in Edom. And then the Kohen Gadol will have Tumas, neither on him, and that's not Hutra B'tzibur. For that, he can't bring a Korban Tzibur. It's only we're not afraid he'll touch a mace. Because a Tumas mace is Hutra B'tzibur. Mashenki and Tumah boil Nida, that's also to bring a Korban. So that's why our Mishnah is very makpid. The Kohen Gadol has to stay away from his wife 7 days beforehand. Yeah. So, kids, this is a machlekes Rav Nachman and Rosh Hashis. What's the law of a korban tzibur that's brought betumah? Is the mamish hutra? By the second lashon of Nachman, mamish that there's no isra at all. Mashenkin, according to the first lashon of Nachman, mashman is a chumra then. That if you have mamish there, torim, you're supposed to let them do it. Yeah. But Allah, we pass like Rosh Hashis. That tumah is only called duchuyihi betzibur. So, the Gemara. Amar Rav Sheshis. Minora minalua. How do I know what I'm saying? That the Sheshit says that after the korban tzibur could be brought for tumah, it's only if there's no way out. But mechila, you're supposed to try your best, even if all the kohanim in today's Beis Av is tamei, try and get other kohanim to do the avoda. How do I know this? The Tanya learns in a price like this. Tomorrow in office, ho yoimed umakriv mincha seimer. A kohen was going to bring the mincha seimer. That's on the second day of Pesach. You bring the mincha seimer. The nitmas biyodei. And the mincha itself, the seirim became tamei. V'nitmas biyodei is oimer umevien acheres tachteh. We say, "No, it's supposed to do. Try and find other." It's what's concern, no? Azaim is what's concern. Lashdelech mihal. Try and get other seirim. Oimer mevi acheres tachteh. Try and get some other seirim, some other barley. But this is the only barley you could find, this is the only mincha you could get. Then we tell this kohen, oimrim loy, we tell the kohen, have a pikeach, be smart, be shosek and be quiet. So then we say, if you can't get anything else to use the mincha, since the mincha soimer is a korban tzibur, then avad mitzut, you're allowed to bring it betumah. But metchilo, what does the braisa say? That if you could find other menachis, find another mincha to bring. Don't use this mincha that became tamei. Try and bring another mincha that's not tamei. So here you see a raya that tumah is only duchuya b'tzibur, not hutra. So the Gemara Ketani Mies, it says in this brayse here that oimer umevi and acheres tachteh. If this mincha, this flower here became tamei, we say try and get other flour that's not tamei. So here it's a raya to Rosh Hashis that tumah is only duchuya. Try your best to find something that's tor, and don't use something that's tamei. So Rav Nachman answers back, no, this price is not a kasha to me. My dina moedu to you, hei chodike shirayim lachila. That when you bring in a korban, that there's something left over that you're supposed to eat the shirayim, then I'm moedu to try and do it b'tayra. Because that's what I say, tum is hutra b'tzibur, it's only hutra negate to that krova. That you're allowed to bring the korban, you can bring the dam on the mizbeach, and burn the emurim. Mashenkin or kohen is not allowed to eat it. If it's tumay, the kohen can't eat it. The only thing we have as possible teeth for tumah is a korban pesach. We have the gomam yomim sochim. But any other korban, even though it's brought for tumah, you're not allowed to eat the shirayim of its tummy. So therefore, Rav Nachman is moedim that here by this minchas oimer, that true, you were makta part of it, you made the kemitzah or makta it, but the shrine, the leftover, the karnim were allowed to eat. So since there's a mitzvah for the karnim to eat the rest of the leftover of the mincha, you're supposed to try and be makta to get a mincha that's tor. So here Rav Nachman is also maidim. If you could find a mincha torah, you have to look around for another mincha. And don't use this mincha, this flour, that's tummy. See Rashi? By dina hecha diki shirayim lachila. The Afa gav the korban see the korban tuma, or the ena necho betuma. That the Rav Nachman holds that tuma is hutra betzibur, that's not in the gate to that krovi, you could bring it on the mizbeach, but not that the kohen can eat the leftover. Because the armina the case of Solon, or the mincha and the knetes medina the madrina lasis betairo, she is shirayim necholim. A mincha that the locher is, you make a kemitza, and that's all you burn on the mizbeach. The shirayim, the leftover flour, the kanam are supposed to eat it. There Rav Nachman is moed the metchila shrine fine flour that's tor. Fighter. Meisrei. Have another kasha though. Another tesefti menachis. Ha ya makriv minchas parm. A kohen that was bringing a mincha for a par, as he brought this korban, there's a lacha from the sochim. With the korban, with the par, you also bring the sochim, you bring a mincha. The eilem ukfosim. Who then is bringing the mincha for korban of an ayil, is bringing the mincha for kvasim. But after you bring the korban itself, the animal, you bring him a mincha also. The nitmas biyodai, and the mincha, the flour became tomei, is alocha oimer. We tell the kohen is bringing this mincha. Oimer umevi and acheres tachter. Try and find other flour that's tor. Don't use this flour that's tomei. Even though the Havamina is talking about a mincha of a korban seber. Still we say, try and find other flour that's tor. The main shamelhi, this is the only flour you could find, only this tomatika flour, then oimrim loy, we tell the kohen, have a tikeach l'shoik, be smart and be quiet. Now what? You could do it betumah, because since it's a korban tzibur, it's a tchuya betzibur. But I call putting this clearly, it's only tchuya. It's only if you can't find anything else, then you could use it. But mechili is you're supposed to try and find a tomatika flour. Because it's not like Rav Nachman. Now, my lab, what are we talking about here? Purim elu mekvosim dechag. We're talking about the korbanos tzibur that's brought on Yom Tovim. And the halacha is that on the Yom Tov or the Mincha is kula kolol, the whole thing is burnt. So since the whole thing is burnt, there's no achilu involved. So it's a kasha to Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman, since this is the korban tzibur here, and the flour, there's no shirayim to be eaten, so here it should be hutra. So what do I care if this flour is tamei? Why does the Brisa say you have to look for flour that's tor? Why? The Nachman says it's mamash hutra. Rashi, my lach parim ve'elam dechag, shein korban tzibur, uzmanim kavua, there's a zman kavua, you have to bring a badafka tzvei on Yom Tov, o minchas nesochim doiche tuma. Now the mincha for the nesochim, for the korban is also doiche tuma. O katami, still we say, oimu mevi'en acheros tachter, try and find other flour. Alma dechuyi b'tzibur. So we see clearly that the halacha is, even though it became tamei, you're allowed to use it, that some of you have no other choice. But metchila, try and find flour at store. So what's the kasha to Rav Nachman? Have the Gemara know. Om Allah Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman will answer you like this. Loi, we're not talking about the korbanos that are brought on Yom Tovim. That's mamash a korban tzibur. Loi, Purim, we're talking about here now, par avodah zarah. We're talking about if a tzibur did the chet of avodah zarah. And they have to bring a par for korban eila. So Rashi says, par de avodah zarah. The tzibur, it's a korban tzibur takam. Abo eilahi, it's a korban eila. So this, he says, we'll soon see why, this is not doicha tuma. Now, afagav the tzibru, even though it's a korban tzibur, we're talking about the tzibur, who did the avera of avoid zora, b'shoigi, that they have to bring a special korban, still, this korban is not hutra b'tzibur. Why? Kivad lo'kfiya lo'zman. Since it's not a kavua dikazman, there's no zman when you have to bring the korban. If the tzibur did the chet of avodah zarah, true, they need a kapara, they're supposed to bring this korban ayla. But when do they have to bring it? The Torah didn't say zman when you have to bring it. So any time there's not a kfiyah tikazman, then just like this korban is not doicha shavis, who would then it's not doicha tum rida? Is mela madrinin, we have to badafka try and find a Torah dikah flower. And you can't use it if you... Mele b'tchila, you have to try and find the tardik one. But eilach nami, if you can't find the tardik one, then you are allowed to use this tamadik one. So who that's the kasha? If you're telling us now that even though it's a korban tzibur, it doesn't have the din of hutra b'tzibur, so why b'dieved are you allowed to do it? So Tosfos Taka speaks out and says, the top Tosfos says that the klal is kol shein's zman kavua in the middle of the Tosfos, that kol shein's zman kavua ain't a doich lo yis the shabbat lo yis the tumah. Any korban, even though the tzibur has to bring it, and there's not a special time when you have to bring it, it's not doich Shabbos, you can't bring it on Shabbos, who then you can't do it for tumah. Afal pishu korban tzibur. I trace the kasha vode mevia b'tumah. I wanted to say here, if you can't find any other menachas, any other flour, you're allowed to use this tomatika flour. I why? So he says, Haino mishum the retsuya tzitz, not because tumah is duchuya b'tzibur, but because the tzitz is maratzit b'dieved. V'davke tumas korban the maratzit tzitz. That's only if the korban itself, like here we're talking about the mincha, the flour itself, became tummy, or else by an animal, after shchit, if the meat became tummy, then we say with the ever the tzitz is maratza, because there was lusulsi the sugya, because of the tzitz that the kohen gadol wears, that's maratza on tumah. Avot tumas haguf tekanim. But let's say the kohen became tummy, lo yitchel gabayu klal, he's not mutter at all to do the avoda, even though there's no way to find kanim b'ratayrim. The lagamri chosh of korban yochid. Hey, is this korban, even though it's brought for the tzibur, but since it's not a zman kavua, l'maiser has looked like a korban yochid. Therefore, even if all the kahanim are tmeim, they're not allowed to bring this korban now. There's only a loch if the meat or the flour of the mincha becomes tamei, then we say the tzitz is maratza. That's pshan this braisim, that the mincha of this korban for avoid the zora became tamei. So therefore, matzil avadi is supposed to find tardika flour. But for the Yevri, if you can't find any tardika flour, then you could be same with the tzitz maratza. Yeah. That's a terrace for the power, right? The Elim, what carbon are we talking about? What carbon is the Elim? The Eloi Shel Aaron. We're talking about on Yom Kippur. That's what the Kohen Gadol brings his own private aisle on Yom Kippur. The Afragav, the Tfilo Zman, here even though there's a Zman when you have to bring this carbon, like it has to be brought on Yom Kippur, of a Kivan, the Yochidu, but since it's only a carbon Yochid for the Kohen Gadol's own private carbon, Mahadrinan. Metchilo, we have to try and find a Tardika Mincha, flour. It's only with the evidence, if you can't find a Tardika flour, that you're allowed to do it. Sechura Toys, there's the Kashim Manashach. Like, if you consider this like a Korban Yochid, so why even with the evidence are you allowed to do it? So Toys gives the Teres Tiachidish, the second Teres, near the end. V'yeshleima, so he says, the man the Yoma Tumo Heterhu, the one that says the Tum is Hutra, the Kuloi Hutra Tumo Mediraisa. Midiraisa, all any korban in tumas meisus hutra. Ela midirabbanin gozra who the every korban yochid. To some, Tais Chiddush is that midiraisa holds if tumas hutra, there is no difference between a korban tzibur and a korban yochid. Even a korban yochid, if the kohen is a tumay meis, midiraisa it's mutter. It's ela midirabbanin gozru. It's only midirabbanin that a korban yochid they were gozer that if the kohen. Hey, but the one that says it's tchuya, the same thing. Midiraisa, it's tchuya by everything. Zaya korban yochid, zaya korban tzibur. It's only midirabbanan, the rabbanan will machmur by korban yochid. So what Tosfos Taka says here also, that even according to Rav Nachman, that he holds, the tum is hutra b'tzibur, but midirabbanan though by a korban yochid, it's only like tchuya. Therefore you have to try and find a tardika flour. That's why here, that mechila try and find a flour that's tor. But yeah, but if you can, it's okay. Now, Avada, this that Taisa says that even by a korban yochid, midiraisa, it's like hutra b'tzibur, he only means here a korban yochid that's a kfu'ul azman, like a ayloi shel Aaron, that on Yom Kippur it's kfu'ul azman, he has to bring this korban on Yom Kippur. So, since this korban yochid, even though it's a korban yochid, but since it has to be brought on Yom Kippur, midiraisa, it's also hutra b'tzibur, and it's only midirabonin that midchili you have to try and find something that's tahor. Mashenken here, it's a korban yochid, even though midiraisa it's mutter, but midirabbanan though akol poram, you have to try and find a tardika one first. Vayte kvosim, the third part of the price it says, you brought the mincha for a korban of a keves, is the keves saboyim oimer. We're talking about on the second day of Pesach, where we bring the korban oimer. the kvasim is brought in. The ikne shirayim lachila. So even though that keves, that korban is a korban seber, and the mincha that's brought with it is also a korban seber, then why does this price to say metchila try and find flour that's tor? The Teretz says Rav Nachman is also made here that since the mincha of the omer, the shirayim, the leftover is eaten by the kohen, and if it was tamei, the kohanim are not allowed to eat it. So therefore, metchila try and find flour that's tor. Like we had before, Rav Nachman is also made him that Megeya to Shirayim, that's supposed to be eaten, if it's going to be brought when it's Tomei, the Lachar is, you can't eat it when it's Tomei. So Matrila try and find Torah Dika flour. So now this price is also not a speed with Rav Nachman. Yeah. Right. Nice, we have another kasha for Rav Nachman. So they did like this. Dam Shenitma. Dam of a korban that became Tomei. As you made a shechita, a korban oila, you made a kabbalah sadam, and now a sheretz touched the dam. Vizorku, and the kohen took this dam and made his zrika on the mizbeach, is b'shoigig hurtza. If they did it b'shoigig, the kohen did not realize that this dam is tamei, the lochmer is the korban is good. It's called hurtza. The Bible has its kapara, it's a good korban. The mezit, let's say the kohen knew what he was doing, he knew the dam was tamei, and still he went and took this dam and put it on the mizbeach, is loy hurtza. We say then, it's not hurtza. So what does lehurtza mean? Rashi says the mezid lehurtza means v'afal pisha tzitz meratza. Even though midirais to the korban is a good korban, because we'll soon see the tzitz meratza on tuma that happens to the korban itself, the tzitz meratza tzitz says that it's okay. Still we say konsur rabbonin, it's a knas to rabbonin shlo yehei bosa nechol. That what's the knas that when the kohanim made this rika here, it's lehurtza means that you can't eat the meat. That's all. Avo bailem miyom is niskapru, but avada the bailem have its kapara. Let's say it was a korban chatis. So the kohen after the zrikas adam, the bailem has its kapara. It's only a kenas that the kohanim cannot eat the meat. To loynesichul nazara, because we can't be mechayiv the bailem to bring another korban chatis, because since midiraisa it's kosher, he'll be chul nazara the second korban. To midiraisa chozik, because midiraisa the first korban is okay. But miyom sharmini minor the lav heteri. Our koponim, you see here clearly, it's not hutra. Because if tumor is hutra b'tzibur, so b'zoi, why do we say b'mezid? There's a kenas, why should there be a kenas? It's not as hutra, allowed to do it. Now the Gemara poshid, Kitanya hi diyochid, it's no kashrin of Nachman. Who says this price is talking about a korban tzibur? The price is talking about a korban yochid. And a korban yochid of Nachman is also meida that you're not allowed to do it. And the way Taisa said before, it's only the Rabbanu the Gedin that Taisa Shita is. That Midiraisa of Nachman Old, even a Korban Yochid, is Hutra Bituma. It's only Midirabbanu, the Rabbanu asked you. But I call upon him a Korban Yochid, the Rabbanu said, you're not allowed to bring the Bituma. So Melas the Dam becomes Tomei, Midirabbanu, you're not allowed to bring it. So if the Kohen Benezid went to put it on the Mizbeach, the Rabbanu made a Knas, you're not allowed to eat the meat. But there's only a Knas by a Korban Yochid. Mashenk in a korban tzibur of Nachman holds that the dam would be hutter, spamish mutter gomer to put it on the mizbeach. Even if the dam became tomei, so what? It's hutter b'tzibur. Right. Toshma, come on, bring you another raya. There's a locha al maha tzitz meratza. What is this tzitz? The dega, the current gold, the wears. The tzitz, like we'll soon see a posik, to say it's meratza. That it helps with something, even though without it, it's posol, with it, it becomes kosher. What does the tzitz make acceptable? Al maha tzitz meratza, al hadam vi al abosa vi al achelu shenitma. In a case where you have a korban and the dam of the korban became tamei, or else al abosa the meat of the korban became tamei, vi al achelu the emurim of the korban became tamei. Shenitma, bein b'shoigi bein b'mezid, whether the tumah happened b'shoigi, whether it happened b'mezid, bein b'yoynis bein b'rotzen, whether it happened willingly or noynis, you're forced, bein b'yochid bein b'tzibur, whether it's a korban yochid, whether it's a korban tzibur. Still we say the tzitz is meratza. The tzitz says that you're allowed to bring the dam. Now, vi salko daitach, tumo, hutihi b'tzibur, according to you, Rav Nachman, that you say, any type of tumo, at least tumas mace, is hutra b'tzibur, or the zoi lomel in l'ritzuyi. What do we have to come on to the tzitz to be meratza? His hastas b'raitza says, l'chura bein b'yochad bein b'tzibur. Mash mido by a carbon tzibur, if the blood becomes tumay, you know why it's okay to put it on the mizbeach? Because the tzitz is meratza. But you need the tzitz. Without the tzitz, it wouldn't be good. According to Rav Nachman, you say tum is hutra b'tzibur. No geit a korban tzibur, it's as if there's no halach of tumah. So even without the tzitz, you should be allowed to put this dam on the mizbeach. Have the Gemara omalach Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman will answer you, ain't a chanami. When does this brisa say that we need the tzitz is what's making it kosher, is ad yochid. It's only going on a korban yochid. On a korban tzibur, we don't need the tzitz. The brisa just says, bein bi yochid, bein bi tzibur, that the halacha is, if the dam goes on the mizbeach, the korban is kosher. Maybe for the korban tzibur, you don't need the tzitz. The Rav Nachman Shitra is, by korban tzibur, it's hutra. Even without the tzitz, halacha of the tzitz still will be good. So Rashi says, Bain Bitsibur, this is the Havamina, Omida boy tzitz for Ritsuye, since you need the tzitz to make that this blood is kosher, Shemamina lav heteru. We see that the Tumla is not Hutra Bitsibur. Oma ben Yochle Tzibur. What's the difference then? Sha Yochid ein Tumis Haguf Nitchetzloi. The Nafkamina is that by a Korban Yochid, a Tumas Haguf, if the Kain becomes Tumay, he can never bring a Korban Yochid. Shena tzitz maratza Tumas Haguf. Because the tzitz doesn't help when the koyin is tummy. The tzitz only helps if the korban itself is tummy. If the dam, the meat, or the chalif. But if the koyin is tummy, then the tzitz doesn't help. So for korban yochid, if the koyin is tummy, there's no way he could bring a korban yochid. If the meat or the dam became tummy, then we say the tzitz is maratza. The shel tzibo, mashenka, by korban tzibo, then we say, nidches tumas aguf etzlam. That even tumas aguf is hutter, is nidche by korban tzibo. For loyei de tzitz, not because of the tzitz, but that's the lochem, that tumah is the chuyah b'tzibur, or according to Rav Nachman, it's hutra b'tzibur. But I call upon a mir, shemina minot, the kasher here is, mi deboyi tumis bosa v'yodim, b'tzibur tzitz, since it says, this brisa says, that the reason why you could bring the dam, and the bosa of a korban tzibur, is because of the tzitz, is shema minot tumis aguf, shenitchis etzlam, b'kushi nitchis. Even a tumis aguf that a kohen could do, is only b'kushi, like the chuyah. As long as you could find something that's Torah, do it b'tayra, and not do it b'tumah. So of course, the kasha and Rav Nachman, that was the most terrible to know, that ki katoni, atit marat sad the yochid katoni, v'tzibar ha'achsher katoni, shas shal tzibar kosha, that's all. V'lo yeh day tzitz, eilechlam, according to Rav Nachman, the brises just say the din, that a korban tzibar is also kosher. But why? Not like a yochid that needs the tzitz, even without the tzitz. Because Tum is Hutra B'tzibur. That can be shot in the even quarter of Nachman. For Yiboyis say another terrace is like this. Afilu Tema B'tzibur. Even if you want to say no, this Bryce is talking about a Korban Tzibur. And still the Bryce says, we need the Tzitz to be Meratza. Have the Gemara Ba'ahanech Le'kevi'a Lozman. I say it's talking about a Korban Tzibur, like we had before, where the Tzibur did the Chet of Avodah Zorah. That the Tzibur has to bring a Korban for the Avodah Zorah. But a co-point of that Korban has no Zman. There's no special day when you have to bring it. So since that korban tzibur doesn't have a kviyas man, just like it's not doich Shabbos, it's not doich tumrida. There's no din tumah hutra by such a korban. So the main law, in such a korban, let's say the blood became tamei, you know why if they put it on the mizbech it's kosher? Only because the tits is maratza. So that's where this brisa comes in good according to Rav Nachman. This brisa that says that a korban tzibur also needs the tits to be maratza for the tumah on the dam, is talking about a korban of a fravoy de zoro. That's not Kfi Lozman, so therefore it's not the Hutra of B'tzibur. Right. Neisve, I have another question of Nachman. Neisve. The Bryce says like this. The Pasuk in Shemai says, V'nosa Aaron es Avoin HaKadoshim. Aaron carries a certain chet, a certain oven HaKadoshim. This is the Pasuk talking about, that since Aaron wears the tzitz helps that a certain chet that by itself should be possible, the korban shouldn't be good, but because the kohen gadol will soon see, inshallah, if he has to wear it or not, but because of this begid of the tzitz carries the oven. The tzitz says that the korban is still kosher. For the Gemara, v'chi eiza oven hu noisa. Which chet, which oven, which something that was done wrong by the korban, do we say that because of the tzitz, the korban is kosher? In oven tigul, if you want to say that the kohen mamish had machshavas tigul, that b'shash chita, he thought chuslas man and chuslam kaimai harei kvanem. The Torah says no. Why you rots it? The Torah says it's possible. Of tigul we know is possible. Even though it's a korban tzibur, even though the kohen has its tzitz, so what? The korban is possible. So you can't say that the tzitz is maratz on tigul. The oven noiser. If you say oven noiser, Rashi says that means not really left overnight. The oven noiser means also he had the machshavat tidit chuslam kaimai. Is harei kvanem lo yichoshev. The Torah also says such a machshava passes the korban and the korban is possible. Let's see Rashi. Hachi gasil in the bottom Rashi. Im oven pigol harei kvanem lo yirotze. Vim oven nois harei kvanem lo yichoshev. This is what the Gemara means to say. Eiz oven yiru b'korban, what type of a chet can happen to the korban? Sheyatitz maratzolov, that we say because of the kain's tits that the korban is still kosher. Shey kosher. Im oven machsheves chuslam kain ma'yifis, the kain thinks b'shashchita, he's going to eat the meat at the wrong place, is or make this rikas adam in the wrong place. Hakriya pigul, that's called pigul. Could I mean b'zvachim? Shlishi zechuslam kain ma'y. That pigul who layirosa. The Torah says whenever you have a machshavas of pigul, the carbon is layirosa. The carbon is posel. It's not snogud. There the Gemara is saying we're talking about a machshav of chuslam kaimai. Even though usually pigul in Gemara and Zvachim, that usually pigul is a chiyuv karis. Now usually by there's two things. There's pigul and there's psul. Usually pigul means that b'shash one of the dalar avoidis, you have a machshava to do it chuslis manai. You think now you're going to make the zrikas adam not at the right time, but I think now b'shash chita I'll do the zrikas adam in 2 days from now. That's usually called tigel, and that makes the curvings of the chiyuv chorus of yidit. Chuslim kaimai, that means not that you think to do it the wrong day, but you do it at the wrong place. I'll think to do the zrika today, but not at the right place of the mizbeach, at the wrong place of the mizbeach. That's called chuslim kaimai, which is not a chiyuv chorus. It's tamalav. That's usually the Gemara there. Here's Rashi saying a little bit different. Rashi is saying just the opposite now. That tigul is considered chuslim kaimai. That's not to say in sechtes zvachim. The imove machsheves noisir means shechisha b'shchita amenas loich lechuslis manai. But if you think now to eat it at the wrong time, harei kvanemer amakavoyis leyichoshev v'kino machsheves chuslis manai. See, Rashi really is changing around from the din the way it is really by kochim. That really tigul is chuslis manai and stam chuslim koim is machsheves psul. But I call upon him, the Mar saying, these two machshavas, you can't say that the tzitz helps it along. Because the Torah says clearly, for these two machshavas, if the shach to dal ravoidis, you think of doing something for achilam, shalai bizmanai, shalai bim kaimai, the carbon is puzzle. So you can't say the tzitz is maratza for these averis. So the Gemara, for ain't a noisa, for which of